This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It turns out the National Security Agency doesn't have a franchise on surveillance or on secretly recording conversations. A doctor in training recently reported to me that she had just discovered her patient was secretly tape recording their conversation. She discovered this by noticing that the patient kept pushing her bag closer and closer toward the doctor. Finally, she saw the recording device. The doctor became offended and left the room. The patient explained to me that she was taping the conversation so she could remember exactly what the doctor said. Further, she said the doctor talked so fast that she just couldn't absorb it all. She also reported that she wanted her husband to hear the recording so he could help her understand. By the way, according to California law, both parties need to give consent to tape a conversation, although in most other states, consent is not needed from the person being secretly taped. But why didn't she ask the doctor? Because she said the doctor would be offended and she wouldn't be honest in her conversation. Interestingly, had she asked the doctor if she could record the conversation, there's reason to believe that the doctor would act nicer and work to be more understandable when she was aware that their conversation was being taped. So in this sense, patients may genuinely benefit from a recording, being allowed to listen to the doctor's words again and having the doctor behave in a more positive manner. The doctor, on the other hand, felt she was being recorded so it could be used as some sort of evidence in the future should something end up in court. The doctor said that she wouldn't want the conversation recorded even if it was not done in secret. The doctor offered that if the patient had explained that she had problems remembering what the doctor said, she would have gladly written down her recommendations and provided the patient with a handout explaining the treatment options. Things get even a little bit more complicated. Not surprisingly, there are now phone apps that allow doctors or patients to record conversations without the other side knowing. The bottom line is that for both doctors and patients, there are pros and cons of recording the doctor-patient encounter. However, transparency and common human respect suggest that none of this recording should be done covertly, either with doctors or with foreign heads of state. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.